Jesus is a love song, isn't he?
Jesus is a love song. Do you just hear him? You know, sometimes we got to get ourselves in a place of worship. Did you just kind of make up a song to the Lord? You just get into just singing. You just start your own rhythm. You just start your own melody. You come up with lyrics from the heart, not just some, what somebody else has wrote to him, but you just got to write your own love song to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have not, oh, just wait. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Find yourself in a place of just true worship when it's just you and him. Just, I'm here tonight. I'm here tonight. I've been here for a while tonight, just in true, pure worship with the Lord. Just he and I, just together, just a love song. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you sound like either. You may have Karen Clark Shears voice. Praise the Lord for that. You just may have what somebody else in the flesh may not recognize as something good at all. But thank God that everything that you have belongs to God. Everything that you have is given to you by God. Hallelujah. So whatever it is that you possess is all good. It is all God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a beauty. It's something that we can all get excited to know that he's excited to hear your voice. When I sing Jesus is a love song, oh, it's just the same beautiful melody that we hear when we hear Karen sing it. God is in love with us. Will you fall in love with him tonight? Let me deep, just a deep love. That love where you can't just stand to be out of his presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for your love. Our scripture tonight is coming from the book of Psalms in the Tanakh, the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. And it starts in chapter 37. And we're just going to read a short verse here, but a powerful word, of course, from the Lord. And it starts chapter 37, verse 23. It said, if the Lord delights in a man's ways, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumbles, he will not fall. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I make such a mess out of some of the things that I do in life. I don't care how hard I try, but he always, can you hear me when I say always, makes sure that he catches me when I fall. When I stumble, he will not fall because he catches me. It says, if the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Hallelujah. Doors are open that normally would be shut. He opens those doors. Hallelujah. And though he stumbles, he will not fall. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. Verse 25 says, I was young and now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken. So even though you may not get what you think you deserve, oh, you're not forsaken. You're not forsaken. Hallelujah. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Thus said the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Or, it's not finished, it's not over, or their children begging bread. The prayer that you're praying, the life you're living now, is also preparing a way for your children. Paul, verse 26 says, they are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. Hallelujah. Are you a lender? I love giving. I love giving. And sometimes I have to watch myself because it's hard to be given unto because I'm so used to giving. And when someone gives to me, I have to make myself accept. And when in my time of need, sometimes I get the feeling about people feel, and I expect them to feel the way I do. When it's something that I truly have a desire, a need, that I can't meet that need, and God puts you in my life, and you bless me with that need, I know how I feel when I give, and I feel so overjoyed. It's not about the repent. I tell you, I heard a long time ago, and I learned, started to live by a long time ago. First of all, never, ever loan anything that you can't afford to give. Because if you're loaning it and waiting and expecting and living on them to give it back to you, they may not be able to give it back because they had a desire in some situation where they needed it to begin with. Never loan anything that you're not prepared to give. And then in your heart's desire, continue to try your best to give back. I don't care how long it takes. If years may pass, don't let that time pass. Say, well, years have passed, now I don't owe it anymore. Still, I don't care how long it takes. Give back. Give back into those who've given into you. At least offer back. I don't care what it is that someone has gave me. I still have not forgot. I still am working on things that people did for me and my son when my son passed away 8 months ago. I'm still have not forgot. There's some people that I need to give some stuff back to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord delights in a man ways, and he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for the reader. I do thank you, Jesus, what you're doing in my life and in my ministry. I thank you for all the hearers and all of the ones who choose right now that they're going to be doers of your word. We praise you, Jesus. We honor your name, and we thank you. We ask that I just may step aside and just let your power just show and use me to speak and touch lives right now, all over the world, all over your universe, not just for today on April 12, 2011, but may this word tonight still be healing souls and touching all bogged up minds years and years and years to come, and not just my children, but my children's children and your children's children as you listen on to me, your servant evangelist Von Dumas, tonight out of San Antonio, Texas. May years from now they still be blessed when they pull up any message that is brought by me, because God is using me. God lives inside of me, and he's delivered the word through me right into your home. Hallelujah. Will you accept his joy? Look beyond who you hear and what you think you see when you see my picture. Look beyond that, and just for a moment, just concentrate on God. Hear from the word. The word tonight is, how much can God trust you with? See, we never really own anything. It's all just a loan. It's all just a loan. It was God's property before we arrived. And he'll lend it to somebody else after we're gone. So it's all God. It's all God. Now, our selfish culture says, if I don't own it, why should I take care of it? And that's the way we live. You know, we say it's the burglars don't really think about Brent in your house and stealing anything. It's not his personal. It's not happening to him personal. So that's a mentality that the world tends to take on. Why should I take care of this person? That's not my family. Why should I take care of this piece of property? It's not mine. Those who understand God's will live by a higher standard, though. They say, because God owns it, I'll take even better care of it in God's kingdom. See, those who are trusted with something valuable must show that they are worthy of that trust. Now, to illustrate this, Jesus told the story of a businessman who he entrusted his wealth to his servants while he was away. Excuse me. And when he returned, he evaluated and he rewarded them accordingly. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful servant. Isn't that what we spoke about last evening? Oh, I just wait to hear God's words as he tells me, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. When you make the most of what God has given to you, he promises three rewards.
He promises three rewards. I first want to just remind you to go back and just look in Matthew and read through Matthew 25. And just go through that and just get the meat of it, get the gist of it. Apply it to your life. Start putting yourself in position so one day that you too can hear God say these words to you. But when you make the most of what God has given you, all that you have, God has given to you. So all that you have is good. So it's all good because it's all God. When you make the most of what God has given to you, he promised you three rewards. First, your commendations. Well done, good and faithful servant. That's commendations, kudos. On my job, I work in a call center. When someone really wants to praise one of the workers, they're asked for the supervisors that are the manager. They're getting me on the phone, and they want to hear the man. They want to tell the manager, you know, someone down your line has done something very good, and I just want to get some compliments. So God said he wants to commend you, give you a commendation. That's what a well done, good, and faithful servant. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com, or you can always dial in at 646-652-4916. Again, 646-652-4916. Check us out in the archives, and don't forget to rate the show. Tell somebody else the next time you come. Bring along a friend, why don't you? So let's get back to the three things that God has, the rewards that he's promised you. Commendation, you receive promotion. He said, I will put you in charge of many things. And finally, you'll be honored with celebration. Come and share your master's happiness. Celebration. For many of us, money is the greatest test of all. Jesus addresses this. He said, if you are unworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches of heaven? Again, excuse me. Luke 16:11. It says, if you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? See, there is a direct correlation between how you use your money and the quality of your life. So the question is, could the way you're handling your money be preventing God from blessing you with more? We all can sit and look at some times and say, well, let me just do a self-examination here. Just be honest with yourself. You know if you're mishandling your money, and it may be a situation that you're into it so deep, you're not for sure exactly how to get yourself out of the debt. How do you get started? Or you may just think that I'm so deep in, it's just no way out of it, and you just keep on going in the same pattern. But I challenge you to stand with me, and together, let's watch God pull us out of this mess. So again, the question is, as you do your self-examination, could the way that you're handling your money be preventing God from blessing you with more? The Father seeks worshipers. Are you in worship with the Lord? Are you a praiser? Are you able to worship? When we fail to worship, to worship God, always, we find a substitute because we are born to worship. So when we're not worshiping God, you think that you're worshiping something, even if it ends up being ourselves. It may be that we worship ourselves. Worship is a universal urge, hardwired by God into every fiber of our being. We are born to worship. We are created to worship. It says natural is breathing. Jesus says we were made this way because the Father seeks worshipers. Now, depending on your religious background, you may need to expand your understanding of worship, for example. Number one, worship is more than just music. We say at our church that we have the worship first, then the teaching. No, it's all done for God's glory. If worship is just music, then what about all those poor folk who can't carry a tune in a bucket? Hallelujah. Number two, worship is not a style. And I'm teaching about the worship with what God can trust you with, because how much can he trust you with? You say you want to go closer to him. You want more from him. Can you do what he's already given you? He's created you to worship. Are you giving that? Are you using that? He will give you more. He will show you more insight. More that you want into. He'll take you to higher levels. But you gotta use what you have. How much can he trust you with? Worship is not just a style. Let's stay there for just a second. The music style you prefer says more about you than it does about God. See, one person's music preference often sounds like noise to another person, but not to God. He loves joyful noise and all the varieties it comes in. Look at Psalms 100 and verse 1. He loves joyful noises and all of the varieties that it comes in. So that's why when some people get hung up and they say, well, no, you know, we can't praise him with any music, or we can't praise him with, we can only praise him with the drums or only with the harp. We can only let our best singers that sounds good and tickles our ears, only they are allowed to be able to lead us in worship. That is so not true. God loves all varieties of worship. Number three, worship is not just from your benefit. It's not just for your benefit, for my benefit, but for God. When you say, I didn't get anything out of the service today, you worship for the wrong reason. Yes, there are personal benefits, but we don't worship to please ourselves, even though we get personal benefits. Our highest motive should be to exalt God. And whatever we do, it should be to exalt God. And four, worship should not be confined to church. I worship in my car. I worship on my job. I worship in my home. Hallelujah. I worship when I come to see you. Martin Luther said, a dairymaid can milk cows to the glory of God. See, the secret of worship is in doing everything as unto God. Everything, even if it's milking cows, to the glory of God. Whatever you're doing, to the glory of God. The Bible tells us, it says, take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work, walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. That's Romans 12 and 1. That's what it truly means to worship. You said, what? Yes. Take everything, your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping. Turn it over to God. Place it before God as an offering. God, I want to rest. In my rest, I invite you to come and visit me. In my sleep, I invite you to come and take over my dreams. I tell you, one of the most beautiful things to me when I am sleeping and dreaming, and I'm just in dream, just dream, that I'm just corresponding, talking to God, and he's showing me things that are just of this world, and it's just, oh, I wish I could dream like that every night. Every time I close my eyes, I wish I could have those dreams. I wish I could be that close every night. And who knows, maybe I will. Hallelujah. Nothing's impossible with God. So I'm not going to put him in a little bitty box. If I'm not, it's because it's something I'm doing. I'm stopping it because he wants me to be as close to me, close to him as I want, desire to be. So it's not him, it's me then. Take your eating and place it before God as an offering. I bet you it'll stop you from gluttonous. Take your going to work. Make sure you're doing your best at your work. Just walking around life, it'll stop you from picking at people, laughing at people, gossiping about people. If you take every part of your life and place it before God as an offering, that is a true meaning of worship. And then you're letting him know that, God, you can trust me with what you've given me. And you can trust me with more. Hallelujah. That's what God wants out of you. That's what he wants you to take. The stuff that's in you that you can't control, he wants it out of you so he can fill you up with his presence. And then that desire that you already created inside of you to worship, it'll make you just start to move in worship. You start thinking about it more. Do you fall deeply in love with him? And all the talents that he has loaned you, you begin to use those more and more and more for the kingdom, for edification of the kingdom. And the more that you use those talents, the more he will bestow upon you. He said, I will put you in charge of many things. He will give you a promotion. He will celebrate you. He says, come and share your master's happiness. And he will give you a commendation. He wants to commend you. Well done, good, and my faithful servant. Hallelujah. Well done. God is waiting to give you what it is that you desire right now. I thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for your powerful words. Thank you for your presence. I just thank you, God, for your presence in our lives. I just thank you that the words that we've heard, that we can apply it over our lives and start to watching the things that we say and the things that we do and even the places that we choose to go, that we start to now just present those places before you, before we make those decisions, because we want you to truly direct our lives. We truly want to hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. We praise you and honor you. God blessings over Reggie again tomorrow. We thank you, Jesus, for his healing. Thank you for everyone that's going to be in that surgery tomorrow. We thank you, dear Father, for the healing of his mind. Oh, just thank you for his protection. And we demand all cancer to move from his body right now in the name of Jesus by the authority given to us by Jesus Christ. All weapons formed against him will not prosper. They're stopped right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel your Holy Spirit right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Just have your way. Have your way. Just move, dear Father. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Oh, this is going to be ongoing. Thank you, Jesus. And wherever you're at right now, it doesn't have to stop. Your worship doesn't have to stop. Your praise doesn't have to stop just because this broadcast is going off. Find yourself just deep in Jesus. Just find yourself just enwrapped, just engulfed. Just let him just hold you. Hold on to his word. He won't fail you. And if you never decided to accept him as your Lord in Jesus Christ, I ask you to repeat after me right now. Lord Jesus,
come into my life. God, I believe that you gave your son, Jesus Christ, and that he gave what no man could take, his life for my sins. I thank you, Jesus, for loving me enough to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I know that there is no other way to the Father except through his son, Jesus Christ. I confess of my sins, that I am a sinner. Come and wash me and make me clean. Wash my slate clean right now in the name of Jesus. And I believe that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. If you've just prayed that prayer, it's so important that you tell somebody. You got to confess it to someone that you have decided to make Jesus your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. He said, you are a new creature in Christ right now. In Christ. In Christ. It's important to have that. You are a new creature in Christ. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. All things are new. Again, you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Or leave a message here on the blog talk. I'll be more than happy to get you out on material that will help you on your Christian walk. Even to find your church home, I'll just be there to pray for you. We love you. God bless you. My name is Evangelist Von Dumas, S-D-U-M-E-S, and I love the Lord, don't you? Jesus is a love song. See you next time.